With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace deal, but he acknowledges that negotiations could still break down and leave the war dragging on for years.
Putin has not budged on this point that he wants Ukraine to give up territory in eastern Ukraine, including cities in the strategically vital Donbass area that Russia is nowhere close to capturing. As for security guarantees to Ukraine, they seem to be making some progress on that, except for the fact that the Russians are completely against any European involvement.
BBC correspondent Jeremy Bowen reporting. Trump insisted he believes Putin wants peace, even as Russia launched fresh attacks on Ukraine while Zelensky flew to the United States. Parts of the U.S. will receive a fresh blast of winter weather from a new storm, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A powerful winter storm moving northeast, bringing up to 3 feet of lake effect snow and up to 75 mile per hour winds to western New York and areas around Lake Erie in Michigan and Ohio. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell warns of blizzard conditions and treacherous travel.
This storm system, you could consider a bomb cyclone, considering it rapidly deepened.
Again, flights piling up at airports around the country. 2,000 delays and about 500 cancellations as of Monday morning, according to FlightAware. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is warning Iran against reconstituting its nuclear program. Mr. Trump made his remarks as he greeted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his home in Florida for talks Monday. Israeli officials have expressed concern about Iran rebuilding its missile program. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 249, the Nasdaq dropped 118, the S&P lower by 24. This is SRN News. Catholics got a new pope in 2025.
The transition began in April when Pope Francis, who had been in failing health for some time, passed away, triggering the replacement process. What came out of that was unprecedented, an American pope, the first in nearly 2,000 years. But if conservative Catholics had been hoping that Pope Leo would steer the church away from the liberal track that Francis had put it on, they were disappointed. The new pontiff appears to be as liberal as his predecessor. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympics game task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee's board of directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The International Olympic Committee is still, however, considering the matter. This is SRN News. There's a report of a massive infiltration of Hezbollah by Israel.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds, the report draws parallels to Israel's infiltration of Iran's anti-Mossad unit, whose leader and 20 agents were Mossad operatives. Iran is seeing its biggest protests in 3 years after the currency plunged to a record low against the dollar. The central bank governor resigned on Monday. Demonstrations broke out in Tehran. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.